Okay, we're looking forward to hearing from Brother Andy Fowler this morning on his work in Haiti, the prison ministries, Bible studies, and so on. So I don't want to take much time, but I'd like to share just a little bit. And that is, last Sunday we looked at the Sermon on the Mount somewhat, and there's one part in there that is very significant to our lives and our culture and our beliefs, and that is that of love for our enemies, as well as love. So yesterday I was listening to a book for some time, and I hadn't listened to this part of it for a while, and then I just turned it on. And here it came to this part where this professor is a scientist over in Oxford. He was talking about, he was giving a lecture on the forces in the world. And as he was being wheeled out, he was in a wheelchair, one of the people stopped him and says, you know, he's a scientist as well. He really wants to know what he considers to be the biggest force in the world, the strongest force in the world. And so Dr. Strickland said, well, that's an excellent question. You know, he pondered that for a moment, and then he said, he said a lot more, but he said, love. That's all. Love. It's the biggest, that's the strongest force in the world. Oh, he said, well, you know, the other scientist said, you don't understand. He said, that love is not even really a thing. It's just an emotion or something like that. No, he said, love. He said, God's love, he didn't say God's love, he said love flows through everything and never bulldozes anything, but it flows and it moves and it does things. So I was thinking about that, and I drive home then I got home, and Marcia says, you really need to read this book. And it's a book that all of you, I think, are familiar or have heard about, at least anyhow. It's that The Victor's Crown of Glory. And she was sharing in there about a story that I read it then about a family over in Saudi Arabia that had a premature child and a Muslim family, and the grandmother was actually a Christian, and she told her daughter how she should go to the ICU and pray for this child. The child was dying, and she was so distraught. And so she said, well, I don't know how to pray. But the mother said, I will give you the words. You pray to Jesus, and the child miraculously survived, and they were able to hold it within 24 hours, and it was just a miracle. And so she became a believer, and her family found out and was going to, and her husband became a believer as well. So they were going to, her family found out from found that out, and they were going to do this honor killing. And their brother came to the door with a knife that was sharpened for the job. She met him at the door, and before she let him in, she said, promise me you'll give us 24 hours to be with us and go to one of our services. And he said, okay. Well, he came in, and she lavished hospitality on him. They weren't very rich, but she gave him the best food and just showed him lots of love. And he ate it and took it and all. But that night he said, you know, I could do this and get back to Saudi Arabia before anybody knows I'm gone. So, but he didn't. He went to the service and understood some of the love of God and became a believer as well. You know, hate does powerful things. Hate does lots of damage. It's destructive. But love is the only thing that will rebuild that thing. And so, when Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 38, he says, "Ye have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain." Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Jesus is telling us clearly that love is a stronger force than the wickedness in the world. And so it's reassuring to read that and to understand that even in the bad things that happen, in the disappointments and things of life, that love piles up and is strong. We've been looking forward to having Brother Andy here with us, or I have been at least. We announced it last Sunday and before that. But he's going to share with us some of the work that he's involved in Haiti. He's been going over there for a number of years. And so I want to give him that time. And I'm going to ask for a song. James, if you would lead us in song number 86 in the Christian hymnal, while he gets that ready there. So we'll get